This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Sihlobo Sami, Kenza, featuring Amifaku on that. And as I promised, man, I'm joined on the line by young music maestro. He's a talented producer and artist set for the skies. He joins me on the line to chat all things music, right? Good afternoon, Kenza.
Yo, Bez, how are you, man?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you, my brother?
I'm good, man.
Man, thank you so much
for taking your time
for coming through and speaking to us, man. We really do appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, man.
And one time for this banger, man. Sihlobo Sami. Yo!
Yes, sir.
Doing great things, man. And I mean, Kenza, let's get straight into it. To someone, you know, who is now hearing of Kenza, if I were to put you on the spot and say, how would you describe yourself to them? Who is Kenza?
I would definitely describe myself as a child of a culture.
Yeah.
And especially the musical culture of Southern Africa. Because I'm from Namibia. I'm born that side.
Okay.
But culture-wise, it's basically the same thing. Because we listen to South African music, we live this way, also type of vibes.
Mm.
So culturally, I'm a Southern African. And the music is definitely representing that. Plus, it's very youthful and it's still Afro-electronic. So, and it's aiming for the world, I could say.
Amazing. Amazing. And I mean, when did you discover your love for music, Kenza?
I was in a musical family. It's 6-7 years old. I started playing the piano, learning a bit, took it a bit further. And then in grade 8, I started making music on the laptop and just to have some fun. And then maybe 3 years into that, people were like, yo, you must start releasing more music.
Yeah.
And I think that I grew like a fan base. So it was a lot of motivation to keep going. And in 2019, that's when I got in contact with Sanel Musician and I came to Johannesburg. And since then, I've been following the dream, you know.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, as you mentioned that you come from a musical family, but has your family, you know, always been in support of, you know, everything that you've been doing in your career?
Yes, definitely. I was lucky enough for things for me to happen quite fastly. Say, because I took a gap year in 2019 after matric, 1 year after matric, and I just decided to just check the music thing out. But my marks were not bad. I was set to go to varsity the next year.
Okay.
But I was just like, let me try my passion first, quickly. And maybe 3-4 months into the gap year, I got here to Jersey and started making songs with Mafiki Zolo and stuff like that.
Wow.
So I'm like, yo, I'm definitely on the right track. And my family were also in support of that.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing, man. And let's talk about your song, man. You know, Unozala. What does this song actually mean to you or for you?
Yeah, man. For me, this is a nice song to just have more broad music. Like, I like when music touches other languages that I don't understand. And I like the abstractness of it. But I know this song, the meaning of the name is mother.
Yeah.
And the way it came about was, Infernal musicians were in studio. As always, we just jamming out. And we started this instrumental, or I started it, and then he added some stuff. And then he's like, let me try call Musaki and Army, check if they close by. Luckily, they were like 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
They pulled through, and I just started kept on going on the vibe. And then they started writing same time when I got there. Maybe like 15 minutes, they started having ideas and then started recording same time.
Wow.
And it's been cool, man, yo.
Wow. Amazing, man. And I mean, as we mentioned that, you know, you've worked alongside the greats, Msaki, Sanel Musician, Amifaku. Maybe since you broke it down, but how did this relationship come about, you know? Because I know you mentioned that there was a certain time when you just met Sanel, but how did that relationship with everyone else come about?
It's definitely through Sanel because he mostly connects us with the bigger brands. Obviously, you can't just come in here and then who's this boy trying to work with me? So mostly it's like, yo, I got this boy, don't worry, type vibe. So he definitely built up the foundation for us between bigger artists. But also at the same time, we're trying to use this platform as much as we can, and we're also trying to grow our brand ourselves, which is good. So someone like, I don't know, Kabza, yeah, someone like Kabza called me directly.
Oh, wow.
Check what I mean. But definitely Sanela opened the doors for us.
No, that's amazing, man. I mean, the song is a banger. So a big shout out to you guys. So should we expect more collabs from you?
Yes, definitely. Actually, we dropped a collab last month also through him. He dropped a song called Inkiziyo, featuring Ntandazi Gacha, Anzo, and me. So that's the second collab of the year. But definitely more is coming.
Yeah.
I have an album upcoming, which he is also on. So, yeah, that'll be cool.
Man, sounds like there's a lot, you know, that we can expect from Kenza. But what is next for the brand Kenza in the music space, man? I mean, you know, are we going to get another body of work? What's next for Kenza?
Yeah, definitely. I need my first body of work, like the actual body of work, because I dropped the EP before.
Yes.
But as Kenza, I need to drop my baby, you know, the album, the 15 tracks or something, just to solidify... Not solidified, but just to grow my catalog and just to say who is Kenza, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And where can people check out your other work, Kenza?
You can find any of my work on my social media. It's the easiest way. At DJ Kenza SA, everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Yeah, you can find my music over there or on any digital music platform. You just search Kenza, maybe... You find me.
Oh, man, a big shout out to you, Kenza. Thank you for taking time to come and speak to us on the show, man. We really do appreciate you. All the best for your future endeavors. We're really excited about, you know, your projects that you're putting out. So a big shout out to you, my brother.
Thank you so much, Pierce, bro. Have a nice day, man. Thank you so much for having me.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.